Good day, ladies and gents. You are listening to Recovery 101 Masterpiece Radio. This program is based loosely on 12-step recovery programs. The format is less like a meeting and more so like having a coffee and chatting about various crap afterwards. The meeting after the meeting, as it were. That's right, folks. Another show is here brimming over with recovery. So remember, we used to suffer from insanity, but now we do so enjoy it. So please sit back, relax, partake, and thank you so much for your support, likes, and comments at recovery101.net. It's listeners like you that keep us in the garage and off the blues.
Thank you to Lori Faith for a marvelous Recovery 101 jingle, the Masterpiece Theater jingle. We don't speak for AANAOACAGAPASLASLAACRRRMMDRAHAFAIRCGADBA. No, that's doing business as. BDA. None of them.
BDO.
CEOs.
BO.
What was BDA again?
Bad Debtors Anonymous or something?
Business Debtors Anonymous.
Business Debtors Anonymous, yes.
Sure, whatever.
SWA.
Southwest Airlines.
Sex Workers Anonymous.
Oh. NWA.
New World Association, no.
No, it's actually, that involves a word I can't say.
Ass?
No.
A-S-S-H-O-L-E.
Ends with Attitude. It's the name of a rap group.
Oh.
I can't say that word.
The fact that you said it like that let us know exactly what it is.
I know, but I can't say
Isn't
that
it
word.
The name of their
because
band?
I can't say that. Nobody should say that word.
Isn't that the name of the band?
Well, yeah.
So if no one ever says the name of the band, how do they get popular?
Yeah. Well, actually, on the albums, it just says NWA. The only reason I know that's what it stands for is because I cataloged one of their CDs.
I always thought that was like New World Authority or something. I have seen that.
Let's go with that then. New World Authority. I like that.
Anyway, we don't speak for any of the guys.
Who got left to speak for?
Well, ourselves, if we really want to, but I think that I'm going to abdicate for the day.
Okay.
Oh, perfect. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce, as always, with
Shelly B.
And Mark M.
Awesome. How's your day today, Mark?
I was tired today.
Aww.
Just kinda woke up early and had already made plans to go to the later church service with my sister. So I woke up early and could have gone to the earlier service, but which we usually do, and so I was up, went to church, came home, turned on ABC and watched grass grow for an hour and a half. Or the World Cup soccer final. I don't know which one you want to call it. But
grass grow, from what I understand. Germany.
Huh? Germany won?
In overtime.
Oh.
1-0.
1-0. It was 0-0 for 100 minutes.
Yeah.
Wow, that doesn't sound very exciting.
And unfortunately for Argentina, apparently they almost scored twice.
100 minutes of watching grass grow.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, there's
you
a reason why I don't watch that.
You know excited about with the World Cup?
It's over?
It's over. So.
I didn't watch a single game.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about it.
And
I'm okay with that.
Went to my sister's for dinner, came here.
Well, I always find it weird because I'm sort of that way with hockey, except hockey is fights. Because I like things where there's scoring involved. And there's not usually a lot of scoring in hockey or
soccer.
Hockey is the greatest sport to go see live on the planet.
Oh no, I like to go there. But I'm that way with baseball too. You know what? I'm not a fan of really of watching baseball on TV. I'm really not, but you know, I get a chance to go over and watch the Dodgers at Dodger Stadium. I love that.
Well, that's cuz it's Dodger Stadium.
And the weird thing is basketball should be my glory days because there's tons of scoring, there's tons of action, and I'm just not that into it.
It's because basketball is like tennis. It's just back and forth and back and forth.
Yeah, but there's tons of scoring. I mean, there's all kinds of fantastic plays. I should be right there. Now, football, I like football fine. You know, even if it's not like a high-scoring game, although I like high-scoring games.
How many entire football games have you sat and watched in the last 3 years?
Zero.
But I've watched a lot of football. I just haven't sat and watched full games.
Okay.
Because you know why?
When have you watched a lot of football?
Because I can go on YouTube and watch all the highlights from all the weeks. And you know what? And that's awesome for me. Highlights are awesome. I love highlights. It's like all the best plays and all the best things of the internet. Why do I need to sit for 3 hours when I can see every player that does a bitchin' move?
I think I'd rather watch the lowlights.
The what?
All the goof-ups.
Do you watch the whole port or just the cum shots?
Just the cum shots.
Okay.
Money shots.
Yeah.
With slow-mo.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, my chance of watching an entire porn, not good either.
Well, because after like 5 or 6 minutes, you're done. And
no, I'll click right. No, I'll click five. I'll click 5-6 minutes into.
Shelly's apoplectic here.
I'll click 5-6 minutes into the porn.
Epic eye roll.
I'm not watching it from the beginning.
No. Because they try to tell some story.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It's a pizza guy. Yeah, he's delivering pizza. Yeah, he's got a big wang. Okay. Get to it.
That's right.
So. He went there. Shelly, that was not me.
I know.
That
I
was
know.
Not.
He could not help but follow along, though.
I no,
know.
I had it, but it was a requirement.
That's right.
Well, you know what that means.
Thank God.
It's time to talk about more porn.
Okay.
No, jeez.
So, and then
I'll tell you, funny movie. Got to go see the movie. Well, I don't think you can go see it, but when you find it, called Unhung Hero. This guy proposes to someone on the Laker Kiss Cam.
Uh-huh.
While they're on the air, she says she's not going to marry him because he has a small penis. Video gets 10 million views in 3 days on YouTube. The guy is ostracized by all his buddies and everything. He decides he's going to make a cockumentary. Because he says, what I got to do is I got to fix it. And I won't blow at all the things, but he goes all over the world trying every method.
Don't blow it.
Trying every method. Every method. He goes everywhere. Talks to sexologists. He did just everything. He tries extends and penis pumps and all these different things. You gotta watch it to see what happens. But I thought it was pretty funny. This guy is average size for a Korean guy. And apparently that's slightly under 4 inches for the average Korean guy.
Thank you for that.
Wow.
Well, it's time for the boozy news. And the news not fit for booze.
Well, Shelly, the whole show can't be about recovery.
I'm going to need to recover from that. Jeez. All right. Lettuce and tomatoes. We have shout outs to, everybody get their little magic mirror ready, to John K., Natalie, Carol, Georgette, Dakota, Marie, Nicole, Lori, Randy, James, Jack, Bill, Beverly, Lori Faith, Donald C., Danny E., Marlena, Ron
Damn.
J., Will B., Allison R., Chris A., Salvador H., Deborah, and Fran.
My magic mirror was always horizontal.
Wow.
Those are all the people that commented and followed, and it showed up in our thing. I think people are starting to catch on to the fact that now, if they
play, we give them a shout out.
That if they comment or they click follow, because that comes to our email now. It didn't used to, but it does now. Now we give them a shout out. So they want to get a shout out. So people are going in there and following.
Now, you know what's strange? At some point, we're going to have a 3.5 hour show first hour and a half for Shelly reading names.
It'll sound like the 9/11 memorial.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Shelly starts reading names at 4 o'clock. You know, Shelly, just go on and start reading names, and Bruce and I'll get here about 7-ish.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe we should record the name thing ahead of time.
Yeah.
And play it at the end.
The first story is from Bruce. He sent it to me. Andy Griffith passed away. You skipped the whole middle.
I had to go to the short one because people don't want to hear the whole thing. There comes Mark with the kazoo. Mayberry RFD, filmed in Technicolor.
No, it was in black and white most of the time.
Mayberry RFD.
Oh, RFD.
That was
okay,
the one.
Right.
That was
the one.
Matter, and you know what? Matter of fact, now that I think about it, he wasn't in that.
No,
that was Ken Berry.
Yeah.
You know, there's a great video called Floyd, the Demon Barber of Mayberry. And it's done like Sweeney Todd, but it's got Floyd. Here's the legend of Sweeney Floyd. And it goes through the whole thing, the demon. It's funny. Got to see it.
You watch way too many videos.
I do. But they enhance my life.
Yeah. Okay, Lori Faith sent this next story in. This is out of Oconee County, Georgia.
Oconee County, Georgia.
O-C-O-N-E-E. If you're from that area, please write to me and let me know how that's pronounced. Wesley Mark Terrell.
Three names.
He is 60 years old. Was arrested. He was outside the grocery store.
For having three names?
No. He came out of the grocery. He'd parked at the grocery store, came out of the store to find the police clustered around his vehicle. They had a rather pertinent question for him. On a 99-degree day, why was his dog in the car with the windows rolled up? And his response was, he drove me to the store to get some corn. Mr. Terrell was very drunk.
Did they break the window and get the dog out?
No, they took his keys and got the dog out. Literally, this is how it went. Why was the dog locked in your car? It's hot out. And Mr. Terrell said, hey, don't look at me. He drove.
Oh, I'm sure that worked well.
So he was charged with animal cruelty and a DUI, and the dog was taken in by animal control.
How can he be charged with a DUI if the dog drove?
That's what I was going to say.
I'm sure that the lawyer will have fun with that. Oh, my goodness, there is little Cuddlumpkins coming down the driveway. My little bumper snoot.
There is Elliot, and we're recording while smoking cigars and stuff. Which little Elliot can't be by.
He can't even come in here.
Why? And by the way,
what?
Happy birthday to little Elliot.
Yes, Elliot. He's 1 year old. 1 year
Yay.
Old.
Yay.
Our grandson.
I have a video of him just tearing through a cake. Like face first into the cake.
I got that coming up.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Deborah sent this story in.
Who's
apparently,
Deborah?
She's a contributor. We've had her. She's sent stuff in before.
Okay. Hi.
Apparently, a study done at the University of Exeter says that hydrogen sulfide, that's a fart, may actually be good for you to smell. Because the inhalation of gaseous emissions creates mitochondria in your system that is beneficial to you in fighting off diseases and bacteria.
So, in theory, Mexican-Americans should be just healthy as hell.
Why, because of the beans?
Yes.
No, because when you eat beans on a regular basis, you don't fart so much. Your body gets used to it.
Oh.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Well, thank God for that.
Yes. So, basically, you know, just fart away. And the next time somebody, you know, passes a silent but deadly at work, you should probably thank them.
Little Elliot has discovered popsicles. I should say my daughter has discovered popsicles for little Elliot.
Deborah sent the next one in. This happened in
Florida.
Thank you. Michelle Cernak, 51 years old, was arrested. Well, she was arrested mostly naked in the middle of the road doing yoga poses.
I'm okay with this.
I am too.
This is, you know, it's Florida. I don't know. Maybe she was doing the yoga wrong. I think it was probably the fact that she was strung out on heroin, completely naked, in downward dog position and doing yoga poses in the middle of the freeway.
You said mostly naked.
Her pants were down around her ankles. The other clothes were off, and her pants were down around her ankles.
What is downward dog position?
You're bent over. You're sort of making a triangle with your body and your butt's up in the air. Yeah.
Do you have a problem with that, Mark?
Nope.
No, me neither.
Nope.
The police found her truck was parked a little ways away on the side of the road, and the police found heroin paraphernalia on the front seat.
You can transition out of that.
What? Out of downward dog?
Yeah, because if she's in downward dog and you're behind her, then you can just roll to your sides, and that's dead dog.
Dead dog, yeah. Hell yeah.
Okay.
We need to ask her sister to be sure, shall we?
Yeah,
her sister's quite the yoga artist.
She's an instructor, actually.
She teaches downward dog.
That's right.
The next story is also from Deborah. Deborah's sending quite a few today. This happened.
Wow,
that's
a story.
Yeah. Well.
Holy crap!
There's too much. You must sum up.
This happened in Rifle, Colorado.
Rifle,
Colorado. Okay. Now, Colorado has an open carry law. In other words, you can pack your gun on your person as long as it's open, as long as every, you know, people can see it. If you want a concealed carry, you have to get a permit.
Right.
So
we got open carry and pot.
Yes, we now have open carry and pot.
What could go wrong here?
There's a new restaurant in Rifle, Colorado. It's Shooter's Grill and Bar, although they don't serve any alcohol.
Probably a
You are encouraged
good idea.
To bring your gun to the restaurant.
Can you shoot for a discount or something?
It doesn't say that. It does say the front door on the sign on the front door says guns are welcome on premises. Please keep all weapons holstered unless the need arises. In such case, judicious marksmanship is appreciated.
Nice. That's right. Nice. Bye, little Elliot. Bye, Courtney.
Why'd you come by?
Bye-bye. She got a popsicle.
She came by to get popsicles. Yeah, she got popsicles.
I want to kiss him, but I can't.
Bye, Elliot.
Adios, muchacho. Now, where was I? Oh, Shooters.
You were at the part where, due to the high price of ammunition, they'll no longer fire a warning shot.
Yeah. Yeah, really, we can't afford it. They had, originally, they were going to call it the restaurant something else because they thought Shooters sounded like a place where you down shots of alcohol and they don't serve alcohol.
It does sound like that.
But then they decided to go ahead and call it Shooters, and all of the decor is like, cap guns and fake guns and stuff up all over the walls. And I'm quoting the owner of the place, but I thought, this is Rifle, Colorado. So we were founded around guns in the Old West. So we called it Shooters and threw guns and Jesus all over the place. So, guns and Jesus don't quite go together, I'm not sure.
Sure they do.
Well,
yeah, no.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. At the end of a gun, many guys have prayed a lot, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But what I'm wondering is...
$75 a plate, though.
For
it's
what?
Like a fixed menu price.
So...
You get your whole dinner for that.
Cool.
So I'm wondering... So the story is just the place exists.
Yes, it's a new...
Oh, okay.
Now,
I was waiting...
If you pay $75 for dinner and you don't like it... And you're carrying a weapon?
Oh, yeah.
I got to believe that the chef is
Everybody's
incredible.
Carrying.
I think the chef's probably packing, too, because the waitresses are. The waitresses have guns holstered at their thighs.
Yeah. I'll bet that place never,
gets
ever
robbed.
Will get robbed. Ever.
No.
At least not successfully.
Because you come in and pull a gun and you hear 14 guns.
Yeah, you hear a bunch of hammers cock.
Now where I should do one more, but I'm looking for a specific one. Where did I put it?
One more?
Well, yeah, we're at 17 minutes, so.
Just remember,
yeah, we talked about porn for four.
We had 4 or 5 minutes of banter.
Oh, okay. Did we? Now, this is what I don't know. On the last set of shows, did we do the story about Robert Downey Jr.'s son?
No.
I don't
think we brought
so.
It up briefly, but.
Okay,
we
yeah, his son, Indio. Robert Downey Jr.'s son.
He thanked the...
Indio.
Okay.
That was the story from today, was the update to that, is okay. That he was arrested on possession charges, cocaine possession.
Oops.
Found it with him in his car. Downey released a statement today that said, "We're grateful to the Sheriff's Department for their intervention and believe Indio can be another recovery success story instead of a cautionary tale."
Yeah, we did that story.
We did?
Yeah.
Oh, because he said, unfortunately, there's a genetic component to addiction, and Indio has likely inherited it.
We did that story.
Yeah, no shit.
Okay, well, somebody
so
sent
what's
it
the
to
update?
Me.
That is that's what she has.
Well, The update was he was taken to jail for possession of cocaine and has been released.
Yeah,
so
we knew that.
All right, bummer. I guess I can cut that part out then. Or maybe I'll just forget anyway. Seattle's first marijuana store.
Yeah, another place where it's legalized now.
Washington and Colorado, the two states now, had to close on Friday, early on Friday, because they ran out of stock in the 3 days since Washington allowed recreational marijuana sales in establishments.
Yeah. Note to other states, what are you waiting for?
Well, one of the big problems, I just saw a thing on... I don't even know what news channel I was watching, but this guy who lives in Washington had a medical marijuana thing. So before it was even legalized for everyone to do, he had a medical marijuana thing. Uh-huh. And the feds went in. They saw his crop on his 38 acres of property. They went in there. Not only did they get rid of the crop, they also went through and took everything in his home that could possibly be used for drug manufacturing stuff, or you know, the buying and selling and making of drugs. So, like their hunting rifles, they're all gone because they said, and he's getting charged with owning hunting rifles to protect his marijuana thing, and they've got tons of pictures of them, like in hunting season, they hunt. And they also got rid of his seal meal that he uses to seal up his salmon. He's got all these freezers full of sealed up salmon. He goes, they took my seal meal. I can't do it anymore. Like, it's like totally ridiculous. This guy's getting, because the feds, this is one of those things where the feds are supposedly, and according to the president and other things, the feds are not imposing federal law on this, but apparently they are.
Well, when we have a president who has no idea what's going on, he has no idea if they're, what they're enforcing and what they're not.
So what's the rest of the story?
Well, the rest
of the story
is,
ran out of weed
in 3 days. Apparently, she was one of the ones that was able to stay open longest because she limited purchases to 6 grams per purchase. The legal limit in for per purchase in Washington is 28 grams.
An ounce.
Yeah, an ounce. So she limited them to 6 grams and was able to stay open 3 days. Other stores closed within hours.
Do you bet her price went up?
And she had bought... She opened the first day with 10 pounds of marijuana.
Well, that wasn't enough.
Apparently not.
It's not even 5 keys.
It's 4.5. They can't. And the problem is that the supply has been choked off so fast in Washington that most of the stores aren't even going to open till reopen till the end of July.
Oh, tell them to import.
I just think that's kind of amusing.
There's lots of good dope about 150 miles south?
Yes.
At Humboldt to the Washington border?
Oh, no, no, no. It's more than that.
I'm sorry.
Four hours, probably.
4 hours. Okay.
They Colorado State estimates that their total marijuana demand for the year, based on after what happened after the opening bell, will be 130 tons.
Yeah.
In a year.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
No, that's about right.
Yikes.
If you found out how many gallons of beer got drank every day, you'd be shocked.
Well, also in Seattle, along the same lines, city attorney Pete Holmes had to apologize for violating the workplace rules because he brought a bag of marijuana to the office with him.
Who is this?
Is that not okay?
The city attorney, Pete Holmes.
Is that not okay?
Well, what happened? I'll quote him here. When I brought the unopened marijuana to city offices, trying to keep up with a busy schedule, I nonetheless violated the city's rules. At the end of the business day, I took my marijuana home and left it there, still unopened.
Yeah, because if you open it, you can smell it through the whole office.
Oh, yeah.
What he did was, you know, it was opening day. He ran down there and he got his allotted 2 grams of what he called, I guess it's called OG Pearl.
OG what?
OG Pearl.
Yeah,
okay. I don't know
what
that
it's
is.
It's like White Widow or something.
Okay, fine.
Yes, and
white-haired bud.
Here's what amuses me. Now, because it's legal, he's not getting in trouble, but he's not getting arrested, but he got in trouble for violating the rule in the office. He said, I'm going to keep one bag for posterity and one for personal enjoyment at some point when it's appropriate. I'm like, no, you're not.
You're smoking every day.
Yeah, give me a break. He's probably been smoking it every day.
Smoking in the boys' room.
Jeez, old Pete.
You know what I'd say? Test right now.
Yeah.
Because if you've never smoked it before and you're keeping one for posterity and one for when it's appropriate, let's see if it's been appropriate in the last 30 days.
Yeah.
Before it was even legal. Let's see.
Just leave these people alone. Let them smoke their pot in peace.
Well, and that's what I think that some people are hoping, that we'll all end up stoned and completely unmotivated to do anything to better our country or our situation.
How's that changed the majority of the country now?
Yeah, believe me, there's plenty of weed smokers. They're just doing it illegally.
I know.
I've never known something to be illegal and actually stop people from doing it that want to do it.
I want to have all of Washington, D.C. get so stoned that they don't do anything for the next 2 years.
That'd be awesome.
I'd be fine with that.
That might actually be beneficial.
I'd be fine with that.
No, but that's what I'm saying is that, you know.
This is my favorite Congress ever. the do-nothing Congress. I hope the next 6 Congresses do nothing.
There was actually quite a popular political party in England called the Do-Nothing Party. And their platform was basically that they were just going to go to the pub.
Awesome. I would have been a member of that party for sure.
I would have founded that party.
Yes.
And that, my excellent friends, is the end of the boozy news. The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober internet radio. Yeah.
We are back.
We are. Welcome back, Shelly.
Hey, sorry. Hi.
Stop.
What?
Well, I thought maybe you'd go shout out.
Shout out.
To the New Way Foundation.
And Sober College.
At selfwellhappens.com.
.com. We have a topic.
I'm sure you do.
We do. I don't see a whole lot going on the board, though.
It is. It's just slow coming across.
Yeah. Okay.
It is.
I can see it starting.
It is the definition of insanity. You know, we were talking last night at coffee, and I have a friend in the program who expects things to happen in a certain way when he speaks to someone. And when it doesn't happen in that way, he gets stressed that it's not happening in that way.
Oh.
Except it never really happens in the way he thinks it's going to happen. And it got brought up that the insanity of the disease is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. And what your sponsee said, actually, Mark, was that the insanity of this is the guy does this over and over again knowing the results are going to be the same and he does it anyway.
Yeah, I wonder where he heard that.
Probably from you.
Yeah.
I use that with people as well.
Yeah.
How about you, Shelly? Well, we can talk about the insanity, what it is, how to keep it from taking hold, and whatever.
My life is insane. I mean, I don't know that I ever got sane. I mean, I suppose I did because it says we were restored to sanity. I think that just
some
means
of us.
I think that just means reasonable functionality for me.
So now you're a functioning member of society?
More or less. Well, I mean, well, maybe not.
You're having to guess. You're having to figure out if you're a functioning member of society. Maybe you're not.
I go to work. I do a good job.
That's functioning.
I come home. And then I collapse into
here.
A wobbly pile of jelly.
You do a good job here.
I don't.
What do you mean?
Sure you do.
I come home and collapse.
So you never, ever cook or clean or anything else, right?
Oh, nothing. Well, I did today.
You cook.
And now I'm paying for
you
it.
You cook, you clean, you fish world, you Facebook. How much more complete would you want to be?
Yeah.
You know what? If I could have, if my Facebook life could be my real life, it would be awesome. Because my Facebook life is all the funny stuff. That's what I want all the time. Because I try not to post like negative stuff on my Facebook page. I try to keep it light and fun and funny. Yes, I save all the crap for you guys.
Thanks.
If I could just have that part, that would be awesome.
My Facebook page is pretty much like the way I am.
Is that like the prayer that I learned in the program?
Which one?
God, please help me to be the man my dog thinks I am.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
I always like the, I'm dyslexic and I'm not sure there is a dog.
Yeah.
Well, if you, the thing about the insanity, though, if you're talking about the insanity, the difference between being sober and me getting loaded, and I look at all of the work that I had to do to effectively stay drunk for as long as I possibly could every day, that seems completely insane to me now.
Oh, yeah.
But back then, it seemed normal.
Armchair quarterbacking.
Yeah. Back then, it seemed normal. I had to do, you know, normal people don't have a liquor store rotation.
No.
Normal people don't know where the best dumpsters are to get rid of their empty bottles.
No.
And by the way, if you're in the Covina area and you're still out there trying to make it work, the dumpsters behind City Hall after hours are the best. because nobody can see you dumping anything because there's a high wall around it.
Thanks.
Oh,
yeah. Awesome. Well, you know, just helping people out here.
Because cops would never look at City Hall.
They usually don't, actually.
No, there's nobody back there. I speak from experience. Yeah, all of the crap that I went through that seems so... I just can't believe now, I can't believe that that was my daily life. I really can't.
How about you, Mark? You look at your life the way it used to be.
Uh-huh.
And it's so long since you've been in that. You know, you get sponsees and things, and they tell you what's going on. And
yeah.
You feel when you look at them, you're just like, are you effing kidding me? It's like, you know, it's like when I look at what I used to do, I'd be like, what made me think that was a good idea?
Yeah, well, what I can't figure out is how long, what happened all the time?
Yeah.
Because I spent a lot of hours every day.
Most of your day.
Getting loaded. Trying to get loaded.
Figuring out how to get loaded.
Figure out how to get loaded. And figure out how to get more. And figuring out how to function throughout part of the day that I wasn't loaded.
And now that you're not spending 75% of your day doing that.
Why do I still not have any time?
That's true.
I'm freaking busy.
Because normal life intruded.
Yeah, normal life. You know when you're a little kid?
Yeah.
And you tell your parents, you're full from dinner. And they say, oh, I guess you can't have any ice cream for dessert. And you say, no, because it'll fit in between the cracks, mm-hmm. the ice cream. What's happening is your real life is filtering in between the cracks. And as the cracks get bigger, more of your real life filters into it.
That's right.
Yeah, I put so much work into getting drunk that at one point I had a notebook mm-hmm. because I had to keep track of how much I was drinking because I figured that alcoholics don't know how much they're drinking. Mm-hmm. So if I know how much I'm drinking, then I'm clearly not an alcoholic, right. even though I knew I was. Then I lost the notebook and
oh
all
my
hell broke
God.
Loose. Yes. And the only thing I thought when I lost the notebook was, I'm really glad I didn't put my name in it.
What?
That was my thought. Not, wow, this is really insane. What you're doing is crazy.
Yep.
I was just glad I didn't put my name in it.
It's kind of an off the cuff. It's a question about this, but it's kind of off the cuff, so you may not have an answer right away. What? Give us an example, Mark, of something really insane that you did. I mean, it may just be insane, or it may be spectacularly insane, or it may be moderately insane. But what is like something that would strike you as, oh, my God, I can't believe I did that?
When I was getting loaded or last week?
Well, back in the day.
Back in the day. The craziest part was not thinking at all about jumping in the car at 1 o'clock in the morning after you've been going for 2 days straight and driving...
To go get more.
Because at 1 o'clock in the morning... All the normal drunks are out.
Yeah, which is like your best chance of getting busted.
Yeah, it's like not going out on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
I never went out on New Year's Eve. That was amateur night.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, you know, traveling at 11:30 in the morning to go get more.
No worries.
That was a safe time. But 1 o'clock in the morning to go get more, that was nuts.
Yeah, or it's like... 10 after 2, you're like, now's a good time to go.
Yeah.
Every bar just shut down. Every cop is watching for the drunk drivers. Yeah.
But,
because if you leave at 1 to go get something, You're going to drive there to get it. You're going to hang out wherever you're at, and then you're going to drive. You're going to drive back right around
2 o'clock. Yeah,
it's going to be horrible.
That's right, and it's not like you're going to stop for breakfast.
No,
because eating was not on the agenda.
No, I might stop. I might stop by Denny's to grab a spoon, though.
Yeah,
I've done that before. Walk in, go to the bathroom, walk right through, grab a spoon right off the table as I'm going to the bathroom. Shelly?
What?
Insanity. Now, you were talking about just everything, you know, writing everything down. What's the most insane thing you ever did behind drinking, do you think? Doesn't have to be spectacular.
Almost killing myself? I mean, I was
that,
not...
That ranks right up there. Yeah.
I mean, I almost drank myself to death. That's pretty insane. I wasn't a bar drinker. I wasn't go out. I stayed at home and drank by myself.
Right.
I didn't want people to see me drinking. I didn't want people to know I was drinking. So I went to great lengths to hide it. Here's a little tidbit for you that you probably didn't know.
Uh-oh.
You used to come home at a certain time every night before you'd go to your meetings.
Mm-hmm.
Because usually I made dinner back then. I was cooking a lot more. And I knew at about what time, if I, you know, I'd been drinking in the afternoon, I would stop about a half an hour before you came home. I'd brush my teeth and I'd start eating pickles like crazy.
Is that why we were going through so many jars of pickles?
Yes. And that was why every night you came home, I'd say, I'm eating pickles, because I knew you hated the taste of pickles. Hoping that you wouldn't get close enough to me to smell booze.
So you tasted like minty pickles every day.
Minty pickles.
Minty pickles.
But that's the kind of thing I'm talking about. The minute detail that I went into every single day, my entire thought process was consumed with, how do I get it, how do I consume it, and how do I hide it? And that went on for a year and a half.
I used to do the kind of dumb things, like there'd be the one guy who could score you dope like almost any time. But he was also the one guy that was like the least reliable guy. And it would be like the hurry up and wait thing, where I would sit there in a parking lot or something waiting for this guy to come back for hours. I get a phone call from him after a while, or actually a page. I think it was a page back then. I'd call him back. Where are you? I'm waiting for the guy. I'm like, dude, I've been in the Carl's Jr. parking lot for 3 mf hours. The people in Carl's Jr. are starting to look at me funny because I didn't order anything, because I sent all my money with it. And I don't know if this guy ever happened with you guys for any reason. I used to have a tendency to save up a bunch of money, and I had exactly enough money to get as much dope as I wanted, but zero money for anything else.
Right.
So it's like I was smoking cigarettes back then. I just sent out for a bunch of cocaine, but I had nothing to smoke.
Right.
I'm dying of thirst in the car after waiting 3 hours. I can't even go into Carl's Jr. and get a small soda because I took every dime I have to give to this guy, and this guy's telling me hurry up and wait for the 700th time. And I'm like,
I can't even tell you how many hours I spent sitting in the parking lot at the shrimp boat.
Oh, out there?
Oh, really?
Rod Arrow Highway, yeah. Yeah. And
didn't it used to be a Tugboat Annie's?
Oh, no, I'm talking about the place out on Arrow and...
I don't know where on Arrow. I've just driven past
around
it.
Around Irwindale, that way.
Oh, yeah.
But...
sat there for a long time.
Yeah. I mean, most of the insanity, when I really think back about it, started with... I've got a big bag of cocaine, and I met this girl.
I was just thinking.
And she's crazy about me.
Oh, of course.
She is crazy about you right now.
Yeah.
Till you run out. Yeah.
But then next time I had this big bag of cocaine, and I met this girl.
Yeah.
She's crazy about me.
Yes. Yeah, one of my ex-wives was crazy about me as well. As long as I had cocaine, she was crazy about me. And back then, I had my fair share. But when that all ran out, it's actually, to be honest with you, what did that relationship in more than anything, more than the fact that we were just not really compatible anyway, is when I stopped hanging out with my buddy Tom. Because Tom
had a bunch
had
of cocaine.
Money. Like money, money. Tom had like the kind of money, money that I never had. I mean, Tom's parents lived in Beverly Hills. They lived in a famous TV star's old house. And I mean, he would go out and buy a brand new car with a credit card. And I mean, he was that kind of guy. And he used to like to buy his friends. And so as long as I hung with him, I had tons of coke.
And you were for sale.
Oh, absolutely. I was for sale every time.
You sold yourself to Tom? You never told me this.
Oh, no, 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 not in that way. Oh. I sold my friendship to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got along really well when he had a lot of coke.
That's right. He didn't sell it. He didn't really like sell it to him, but he leased himself to him for, like
leased.
For about a quarter ounce a week.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yes. Yeah, it was something. Now... And you know what? And here's the thing. Along with what, you know, I've heard you say it, I've said it many times, Mark, the thing that we heard your friend Patrick say. I know, right this second, sitting here, I know what happens if I go to get loaded. You know, I've talked about this in meetings before. I'm going to go, because I never do it right.
Right.
I don't go out and buy like a ton. I go out and I buy some.
Yeah.
I buy a couple grams or something. Yeah. I'm going to do it a little bit at a time because, you know, I'm going to do it right this time.
Yeah.
And I'm going to run out of that.
Then you go buy another gram.
I'm going to go and spend the rest of the money I have that no one knows about and buy more.
But a gram at a time.
Then
I'm
stop. Exactly. Then I'm going to go to the ATM right before midnight and hang out till right after midnight and take out the most I can take out of money that's not hidden. Mm-hmm. Then I'm going to go back and forth to the dealers, and it's going to start getting very late.
Right.
We're going to start getting past the time period when it's only drunks on the road.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get pulled over. I already know that all this is going to happen. I'm going to look out windows. I'm going to see shadow people.
But do you know why we went during drunk driving hour? Because what happens 2 hours after drunk driving hour? The grays hit.
Yeah, everybody goes to sleep, even dealers.
Even dealers go to sleep between 4:30 and 6:30, the grays. It's not quite light. It's not really dark anymore, and we're wide awake.
How many times did I sit around, and it's 5, and it's 6, and I know 6 is too early to call. Yeah. I know it is.
Yeah.
It gets to about 6:30, and I'm thinking, it's not too early now. It really is, but it's not. You know, 6:30. This guy's a dope dealer. He should be up. Matter of fact, he should be up from last night.
I actually found a solution to that. I had a buddy of mine, a dealer of mine.
Okay, listen up, everyone. Because
they're all friends.
You need a solution for this. Mark's going to give it to you right now.
He is the solution.
I am the solution, remember? Yeah. This guy had a machine shop in his garage. Now, I don't know if you've ever watched me try to assemble or do anything mechanical.
I think there's a reason why we've never seen that
happen.
It's
like watching a monkey hump a doorknob.
Nice.
I mean, it just isn't a good, it's not a good thing. I went to work for this guy in his garage from 1 a.m. to 7 a.m. every night because he was a dealer. He quit dealing at midnight. But since I was there from 1 to 7 with him, I could get all I wanted while I was working for him.
Right.
He never paid me. I never collected a single paycheck.
You took it in trade.
Because I took it in trade.
Wow.
And
Bruce is distracted by his.
He is.
I'm distracted
text.
Because someone. Oh, Julie, who we spoke at her NA meeting, both of us did.
Yeah.
The Lost and Found meeting.
Yeah.
They're put on a comedy show every year in February, and she was wondering if we know of any recovery comedians.
Of course we do. We know a bunch of them.
Now, interestingly enough, she didn't ask either you or I to be recovery comedians, so that's telling right there.
That is. It tells us what kind of pitch we gave. I think next time she invites us, one of us back, we should go together, and we should just like...
Get it over with
like
all
do
at once?
Do a team pitch.
Like tag team?
Yeah, just do a team pitch.
Say the word sober 150 times in an NA meeting?
Yeah.
They love that. I'm surprised she wrote. Because I got some stare downs on that group.
Me too. But maybe she thought we were a comedy act.
That's like doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. Well, I have used the word sober. I don't know in how many NA meetings, and I always get the same look.
You know what the difference is, though? I don't care.
But I always still do it.
I don't care. I care for the program, and I care for, you know, what they do, but I don't care if that's what I say, because you invited me to come here.
Shelly has a new favorite song.
What
that's
is it?
My new
it's from
song.
The show Frozen.
Well, it's not Let It Go. They changed the words to it. It's, I don't want to say the word
it
on
says,
the air.
Let it go. Let it, it says, and this one says, F it all, F it all.
I don't give a shit anymore.
Yeah, I'm not into this bullshit anymore. F it all, F it all. And then it ends up with, I don't give a
but you just said, I don't care. And that reminded me of that song.
Okay.
So, Shelly.
You know, well, I was going to make mention of this. You guys are talking about the Grays. I didn't know what the Grays were until I got sober. Because I was passing out every night. I never fell asleep. I passed out. Uh-huh. And I was dead to the world. So I didn't know what dawn looked like. Then I got sober. And suddenly for like, I don't know, probably 9 months, almost a year, I couldn't sleep. It was like God was making up for all of my passed outness all at once. Yeah. I was up every night at, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 in the morning making brownies, cooking, inventing new recipes. Because that's all I could do. I didn't want to make any noise.
That's one of the things about my life today. I only know 1:30 every 24-hour period, and it's not that one.
Oh, see, I know that one now, too, because I'm in the middle of a cluster cycle, so I wake up early. But most of the time, I don't.
I hit 4 fairly often. Or I have hit 4 fairly often. But it's not... You know what's funny, though? 4 is not really... Like, 4 is not really the grays. It's still pretty dark. Yeah. The grays are, like, around 5.
4:45.
Yeah. Right around there, it gets very gray. Yeah. And I'll tell you what does start to happen about 4, though. You begin to hear some... The birds are starting to wake up around 4. You hear them a little bit, and I'm like, oh. And you know what I think the birds are doing? They're going for crickets. Because when it's that late, I see crickets that we hear sometimes. I see them out on the ground, and I'm thinking, this is like the drive-through window for swallows right now.
Except we don't have any swallows.
Yeah.
That's same on Capitano.
Oh. Huh?
They don't even have swallows in San Juan Capistrano anymore.
Oh, well, that's sad.
What was I meaning to say?
Silent Spring.
What's the little bird? The little one. Sparrows.
Sparrows.
All right. So, Shelly.
Yes.
What would your final words on the insanity be?
I look back at what I used to do, and I think I can't believe I did that. Now I look at my life and I think, hey, let's go do stuff because I don't have to keep track of anything anymore. If I'm living a life in which I have to keep track of what I'm doing, what I'm saying, where I'm going, of all of these little details, then I'm doing something wrong. If I don't have to keep track of it, if I can just do things, then I figure I'm okay. That was a lot of last words. I'm sorry.
Awesome. I'm waiting for her to say, hey, let's go do something. We'll go. Mark, what are your final words?
I used to suffer from insanity. Now I enjoy it.
Bastard. Bastard. That's exactly where I was going. Squared.
Yes. There is nothing else to
Ditto.
Say.
Ditto.
Times 2. Squared. Multiply on itself. Yeah, exactly where I would have gone. And sometimes, for the other part of the insanity, it's frustrating to watch other people in recovery experience insanity in different ways and just either not realizing it or not doing anything to rectify
it. Is it frustrating?
Huh?
Hey, it's amusing.
It's music. It's music to my ears.
It's so amusing. It is so fun to watch.
By the way, Mark, who's our friend back east?
That'd be Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
Did you have a good drag off that cigar in between there?
I did. That was
there?
Just perfect. Thank you for
that was
waiting
a little,
while
little
I finish
break.
That. So, you can read a 5 publication online. You can get it emailed to you. You can get the subscription prescription. He'll send it to you via the United States Postal Service. If you have a sober living recovery home, someplace where many of us sit gather, contact Bruce, and he will send you some hard copies to strew about the facility. And also, you can go to 12stepgazette.com/IE. And read the Inland Empire version of the 12-Step Gazette.
Awesome. Shelly, people listen to the show.
Thank you anyway that you listen to the show. We really appreciate it. But if you could go to our website, recovery101.net, click on one of the shows, click like or permalink, And if you are a member of Podomatic, you've been counted. Thank you very much. That helps us with our numbers. If you are not a member, you will have the opportunity to become a member. It is free.
And fun.
And you can do all kinds of crap. My brain just went blank. You can like old shows. You can leave topics. You can and comment in the comment sections on the shows. You can follow us. You'll get automatic updates of when we post the shows. You can follow us daily, I think.
Yes.
And you can put us on playlists for all your hot party needs.
Awesome.
We're putting together a party mix for the convention, aren't we?
Are we? Who's we?
Are you?
Are you?
No.
Fran has an iPod. We'll just plug it up somewhere.
Actually, by the time this show goes up,
yeah, we'll be there.
We will have had a fabulous convention. Yes. If you are Facebook friendly, you can like the Recovery 101 Radio Show fan page. If you want to be a little more anonymous online, you can join the Recovery 101 group. You need to ask to join that. If you ask, ye shall receive. If you spam the group, ye shall be booted. Shelley will get out the slipper of death, or Bill, or Fran, or Robert, or any number of individuals. They will boot you. You can email us at recovery101radio@gmail.com. You can join the crack advertising staff at recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. We have videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
Shelley. Who's the lead on music, Mike?
I think Looking for Trouble.
Looking for Trouble. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.
Till the thrill is gone. I said, wait till the water's run. settle.